description of who my God is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you?
I really don't know. That's a hard question to answer.
It is a difficult question. Well, I've got another question.
Okay.
If two people describe God in two different ways at the same time in the same space, can either of them be wrong?
No, because God is everywhere. It's true.
Okay.
And that's my answer.
All right. I want to read you two quotes.
Okay.
And give me your opinion.
I'll do
this
my best.
These are Bible quotes.
Okay.
So all I'm going to do is ask for your reaction. Exodus 34:14. Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. What do you think about that?
I think that you can take any, you can extrapolate anything you want, whether it's negative or positive, from the Bible about God. And I think some people believe that, although I don't believe that. I think God is a loving God, and I think God is an accepting God, and I don't think God is a jealous God.
Okay, you?
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think that you're right about people can interpret that however they want, and I think that for the most part, Exodus, that's Old Testament, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really don't follow Old Testament Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So more into the New Testament forgiving, open-mindedness, not necessarily thinking that God is a jealous God if indeed he exists.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I've got one more.
Okay.
Romans 9:13. This is a passage about Rebecca's twins. There are always two when they're twins.
Sure.
Usually.
Rebecca's
that's how it works most of the time.
Yep.
Last I heard.
So Jacob and Esau have not been born yet. And Romans 9:13 says, just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated.
So is it about envy?
Jacob and Esau, are they the twins?
Yep, okay. Twins in Rebecca's womb.
Get up there and get that.
And okay. Paul says, as a direct quote, just as it is written, Jacob I love, but Esau I hate it.
I don't see how you could do that. I don't understand how parents can love one child more than another. I have children. I don't think I could do that. So I don't, like I said, you can pull what you want out of it and interpret it the way you want. And I don't agree with that. And I don't know. I don't see how that could be. I just don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any comment?
Well, I mean, I think the quote says it all. This was written, and I don't necessarily trust language. I mean, it depends on how you interpret that. That could be metaphorical, that could be literal, and I'm not sure which way to take it, because the way that I look at the Bible is as a text, as a literary text, not necessarily as a holy document.
That's interesting you should say that. I don't know if you know that Madonna recently said, it was probably late last year, that words don't mean anything.
Coming from her.
Yeah.
Well, I think words can mean everything, and some words are meaningless, and sometimes you just say them because it's to be said, so I don't know.
I mean, everything's got a meaning, even if the meaning isn't.
Yep. I thought it was interesting that Madonna said that, and she said words in order to express that they were meaningless. So the question is, were they meaningful? Okay.
The answer to that question is that none of it means anything.
That none of...
No, words are just an expression of, you know, nothing means anything without somebody being there to interpret it. If we weren't here, there'd be trees and rocks and flowers and dead things, and live things. And none of it would mean anything if there was no one around to interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
If a tree falls in the woods and you don't hear it, did it fall?
Yeah, famous question.
Okay, it's a reality conversation. Mm-hmm. The only thing that gives meaning is human interpretation. Everything else just is as God created it.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, let me tie this one up.
That was beautifully put, by the way.
Well said. Well, let me ask the three of you, if I gave you 1 minute and gave you my Bible, could you find the Ten Commandments?
No.
No? No?
No. I couldn't even recite all of them.
Well, don't worry, many people can.
Okay, good. I'd like to know I'm in the majority for once.
Yep. Well, good, thank you very much.
Sure.
You've been very kind.